97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy you're with us here on a Thursday morning. We got lots of sound from that town hall meeting last night with President Trump. And, of course, you could have a lot of sound from Kamala Harris this morning, but she didn't show up to what was supposed to be a debate. Are you starting to see a trend developing here? That's very possible. Skipping of all of these opportunities to talk to the American people. The only reason you would do that is if you're hiding something. You're not getting that out of J.D. Vance or Donald Trump right now, for sure. So we're going to get to we're going to get back to more on that for you coming up here in a minute. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Tom Ackerman, maybe talk a little football. Chiefs, I think, are going to be playing tonight.
Yep.
There's a game in Brazil, I think, coming up. Of course,
tomorrow.
So we'll get to Tom Ackerman on that and Mizzou football and all that good stuff at about 6:35. But right now I want to focus on what happened yesterday in Georgia. Carl, go to cut 16, please.
There are four individuals who are deceased from this incident, nine that have been taken to local hospitals with various injuries. Of those that are deceased, two are students and two are teachers here at the school. The priority right now for us within this investigation is to gather all the facts, to make sure that we're accurate with it, because this is a murder investigation.
Yeah, that's it down in Barrow County, Georgia, just north of Atlanta. I want to get to Catherine Smith-Torres. She's was a police officer for more than 20 years, used to be a school resource officer, and get her thoughts on this. Catherine, welcome in.
Good morning.
So, you know, I'm watching what's happened down there. My initial takeaway was, obviously, it's a tragic situation. Thank goodness there was an armed school resource officer on site.
Yes. And it was quite surprising that when the student encountered the school resource officer, he surrendered, because that's not a norm.
Right.
So hats off to that school resource officer. And, you know, a lot of it has to do sometimes with the prior engagements with that school resource officer. Maybe the student had some respect for him. We don't know why he chose to surrender at that point, but thankfully he did.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I'm watching this story unfold yesterday. It took about, I don't know, less than 30 minutes for the White House and then the Democratic presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, to come out and blame the gun and gun violence. But then we find out the rest of the story, that this kid was 14 years old. It's already against the law for him to have a gun. Murder's already illegal. More laws wouldn't have changed anything. But they knew about this kid back in 2023. The FBI had interviewed him because he made an online threat to shoot up a school.
Yes. And when they talked to him, and his father, the kid said that it wasn't true. He denied it. And he had no intent to go. He denied that he had any intent. A lot of kids will say, well, they're just joking around, trying to be funny. But, of course, these threats aren't funny. Even if the kid is joking, it's not funny. The parent knew about the threat. And my concern is, how did he get an AR-style rifle into the school? And why was there an AR-style rifle available, not locked down in his home? His father said last year when the sheriff's office went out and talked to him that he didn't have any unsupervised access to the guns. Well, he obviously had access this time. And if the parent knew that he already had this threat that was perceived by law enforcement and FBI previously, then he should have even more locked that gun down. And even though I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that people who are good citizens of the U.S. have every right to bear arms, I just don't know that we need ARs.
Really?
It's
a modern sporting rifle.
Yes, for sporting, then keep it locked so that it is not available to the rest of the family members.
Well, no, I agree with that. I think that's a personal responsibility issue on the part of this parent.
What do you think could happen to these parents? Or maybe I should ask the question, what do you think should happen? Because remember, earlier this year, we had two parents who were charged and later convicted because their child opened fire and the child had access to their gun.
Absolutely. You don't want to have to charge parents who, you know, didn't feel like they were responsible, but they are when they're irresponsible for maintaining security for their weapons at home and their ammunition.
So would you charge these parents, you think, if it were up to you?
If I knew that weapon was theirs and it was not locked down, then absolutely I would.
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to take something like that to get people to wake up, because in far too many of these situations, what happened in Parkland and a few others, access to the weapon with advance warning should have been set off alarm bells for a lot of people, and it didn't. And the kid ended up taking the gun and killing people.
But I think what we need to be looking at now is the psyche of kids who have constant access to violence in their video games. Their parents don't spend time with them, you know, being a parent and doing things. They let them just be in front of a video game because they don't bother them. And they sit and play shooting games. I mean, kids nowadays and adults nowadays don't have a second thought for ending someone's life because they see it regularly on these video games. I'm sorry. I don't believe that any child should have access to games that have all this kind of violence in them.
I think that's part of the conversation. The mental health aspect of it has to be part of the conversation. Maybe this kid, if somebody ever expresses a violent act toward a school or anybody, they've got to be watched more closely. Yeah. I don't understand how this kid completely slipped through the radar.
Fewer kids would make these jokes if they knew there were more serious consequences to it. You know, you have to make the consequence high enough where they're scared to do it. And we need to arm people at schools. I mean, just like you said, the fact that this kid quickly surrendered after running into an armed school resource officer, what does that tell you? These schools are soft targets, and these kids who have the shooters, they know it.
Yeah. Catherine, we appreciate your time today. Thank you. I don't know if I lost Catherine there or what. Maybe her phone had cut off. But, yeah, I'm surprised to hear her raise the concern about the AR. That's why I jumped in there. Again, it's an inanimate object. There are plenty of guns out there with the kind of magazine capacity that you have in an AR. But for some reason, the AR platform has become the dirty bird of the gun industry. I don't get that. The Ruger Mini 14, there are many handguns that have 16, 17 rounds in them. If somebody is intent on killing people, there are plenty of ways for them to do that. And, you know, years ago, and I've been at this for a long time, years ago, I pointed out the problem we had with Grand Theft Auto and some of these other video games, where I remember how controversial it was at the time when the video game would allow you to shoot at police officers. And I'm raising hell about this, saying, how can we allow this to happen? You're desensitizing kids to violence against police officers. Why is this a thing in America? Why would you let your kid play that game? We wouldn't let our kid have Grand Theft Auto for that reason.
Violence toward anybody. I mean, I do agree that kids have been very desensitized, and it's not just the video games.
I would agree.
It's all social media. It's
Call of Duty. All of these are bloody and graphic. And, you know, I don't know if that's made a difference or not. I know these things weren't happening when I was growing up, when you could pull up at school with a rifle in the gun rack in the back of your pickup truck, because I grew up in a rural area. You could do that, and nobody called the police on you. The gun never left the car. It never shot anybody. You needed it because when you got back to the farm that afternoon, if you saw, you know, a coyote or something like that. You needed access to it. Mm-hmm. It was just never an issue. And now suddenly it is. I mean, the last 25 years, it's become a tragic situation.
I think parents need to face harsher consequences if they're giving their kids access to these guns. I mean, we saw the situation, 2 days ago in St. Louis City. A four-year-old girl was accidentally shot and killed by her sibling.
And the response...
The mom was gone at the time.
And the response was, we need more gun locks. Well, no, that's a personal responsibility issue on the part of the mother.
Yes, she clearly needed a gun lock. She needed that, and more people probably do because too many parents are giving access to these guns to their kids.
She didn't need a gun lock. She needed some common sense. You don't leave a loaded gun where children can get access to it.
She needed some way of securing it.
Thank you. Leave it. If you got to leave it there for some reason and you don't have a gun lock, unload it.
Right.
Common sense is gone in this country for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.